Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Hello, this is Mike Tate. I'm the host of the Small-Time Leader podcast, and my guest today is Dale Young. You know, it's difficult to change careers, especially from one industry to another, but Dale proved that that can be done. Dale began his career in corporate America, but after 12 years, he sensed a different calling and made a bold shift into the world of academia. Beginning as a professor, he moved into administration, continued to advance upward, and earlier this year, he completed a 30-year academic career as the Dean of Georgia College State University. Dale tells us about two small-time leaders in his life. One is an executive coach who helped him see his blind spots and learn the importance of self-awareness in leadership and life. He also shares about his career transition and a leader in his life who advised him to don't retire, have a plan to repurpose your life. Well, Dale had a plan when he retired this year. He's now a professional blogger. His blog is called Proverbs for Professionals, where he shares timeless truths from the book of Proverbs that encourage growth-minded professionals to seek wisdom in their leadership and work every day.
Well, Dale, it is so good to meet you. I've enjoyed your LinkedIn stuff that you do and really is interesting. I love the Proverbs. I'm so glad you're with us today. So, thanks for being here. By the way, where are you? I didn't even ask. Where are we talking from?
I'm in middle Georgia in a little town called Gray. We're half hour or so from Macon.
Okay. Good to have you this morning. So before we start, you telling me about those leaders that made a difference in your life. Give us a word about what you're thankful for today in your life.
Well, Mike, I can think of three things. First, I'm really grateful for my health and my life stability. I'm currently in a transition right now after a 45-year professional career. Now I'm giving back by way of the leadership blog that you mentioned. And I'm basing that on the career experiences that I had and the things I learned from reading out of Proverbs every day. Second thing I'm thankful for is for my wife. We've been married for 45 years. We have four kids, six grandkids. She's put up with me through a lot of issues, and I'm really grateful for that. One of the issues was when I was 37, I said, we're going back to school. I'm going to get a PhD and change careers. And she said, okay, let's do it. Wow. Third thing, I guess, is probably the most obvious is that my career and my family life have really been blessed and guided by God, who I'm afraid has really had to work overtime in dealing with me. So that's what I'm grateful for.
I think I can join that last one. God's got a lot of work to do for me, too. So tell us about that one person that made a big difference in your life, your career.
One individual I'd like to talk about is Gary Strack. Mm-hmm. I met Gary about 12 years ago when I was an interim dean in a business school. Gary had been, in his former life, chief executive officer at the Orlando Regional Healthcare. He had been down there for 17 years. As chief executive, he was very instrumental in the building of the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital and the Anderson Cancer Center. When I met him, he had made a career swap and he was doing healthcare consulting, meaning he would consult with chief executive officers in the healthcare field. And as it turned out, Gary also had a PhD in healthcare administration, so we had a bit of a commonality there with the degree focus. So I met Gary. I'm in a 2-year term as interim dean, and I go to Gary and say, look, we've got this MBA program. It's a program for students whose undergrad major was not in business. They really need to meet some professionals. So would you come in and be our executive in residence? And Gary said, sure, I'll work with those students. So he held that position for several years, and I got to know him pretty well with him being in and out of the building. We provided him some office space and so forth.
So he was a coach to your MBA students? So
yes, yeah. At that, wow. To begin with. Mm-hmm. But we were building a relationship all along that time. As it turned out, my term as interim dean ended. I was passed over for the permanent position. And at that time, then I asked Gary if he would be willing to mentor me. As I'm now in a transition, I'm going back to my former job running the internal operations of the College of Business. And Gary said he would. And so we had a formal mentoring relationship for 8 months or so that basically involved him sending me homework assignments. I would do those. And then about once a month or so, we would get together. We would go through the assignments. He would talk me through, here's what I'm seeing. We built a relationship through that mentoring that has gone on for, like I said, over 12 years. One of the assignments that he gave me was to write a personal history. Tell me about your life.
Oh, me.
Yeah, you get
those are kind of painful sometimes.
You're telling me. So in the debrief on that one, I walked through this personal history with him. And one of the comments that he made was, you know, you're a bit guarded. Gary was used to working with chief executives. And his comment to me was, you know, you don't blow your own horn as much as you probably should. You tend to stand back a bit and not share as much. Then later, he made another comment that really biting. He said to me, I view you as a diamond in the rough. Now, my personal perception was, I was pretty far along in my career. I thought I was pretty competent. Now here he is telling me, you still got some rough edges to work on. And so that was my story with Gary.
Well, it sounds like a good, honest coach who'll call you out on that. So that was hard to hear, I imagine. What did you do because of his feedback to you, Dale?
Well, it was part of an ongoing process that I was in. I'd been active looking for blogs and reading books and doing other professional development activities. And so this one was just one more step in that. Obviously, I'd had other mentors. I'd learned from other deans and other provosts by observing and asking questions. And so I was pulling a lot of stuff in from different sources. Uh-huh. And from Gary in particular, I came away with at least three things that I thought were really valuable takeaways.
Yeah, most coaches give you make you get three things anyway. So, So tell us the first one.
Well, my first takeaway was that professional relationships can extend for years and years. So I mentioned this one has gone on for the past 12 years. Those friendships and those relationships are very valuable. Gary knew that I was making this transition away from being a business school dean to headed into being basically a full-time blogger, very different lifestyle. And he said, don't ever use the word retirement. Talk about transition. Have a plan for where you're headed. And that was certainly valuable. And I appreciated that relationship. And as a matter of fact, a number of the executives I worked with, I sent them early versions of the blog and I said, what do you think about this? And they made comments. So that was very helpful to get that professional feedback. So takeaway one is develop professional relationships and use them to your advantage throughout your life.
So you said you had a couple more takeaways?
Yeah, a second takeaway. This one probably I'm less excited about than the first one. The second one is that professional development is really slow. It's an incremental process. You have to build some self-awareness. You have to see some blind spots. You have to be willing to work on those blind spots. That can take time. So just be prepared when you're in any kind of a mentoring relationship